WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
What's up, everyone? Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild thing called life, one stoic principle at a time. And today, we're diving headfirst into something that's absolutely crucial for living a fulfilling, badass life. Building confidence and self-trust. Ever feel like you're second-guessing yourself? Like your inner voice is whispering doubts instead of giving you high fives? Yeah, I've been there, trust me. But here's the thing, folks, that nagging self-doubt, it doesn't have to be your boss. We can rewire those thought patterns and build a rock-solid foundation of confidence. And when I say confidence, I'm not talking about strutting around like you in the place, though that's cool too. This is about having faith in yourself, your abilities, and your judgments. It's about knowing your worth, even when things get tough. Because let's face it, life throws curveballs left and right. You need to be able to bounce back, stand tall, and say, bring it on. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll supercharge your confidence and self-trust game. 1. Own your strengths. Seriously, what are you freaking awesome at? What comes naturally to you? Maybe you're a creative genius, a natural leader, a problem-solving ninja, or just someone who can make people laugh until their sides hurt. Identify those strengths and celebrate them. Don't downplay your talents because, let's be honest, the world needs more of what makes you unique. 2. Embrace imperfection. Look, nobody's perfect. Not even that person who seems to have it all together on Instagram. Trust me, they probably have their own struggles. We all make mistakes, we stumble, and sometimes we face setbacks. But here's the stoic twist. Instead of letting those missteps derail you, see them as learning opportunities. Use those experiences to grow, to adjust your course, and come back even stronger. 3. Challenge negative self-talk. That inner critic can be a real buzzkill. It's like having a grumpy roommate who constantly puts you down. But guess what? You have the power to kick the negativity to the curb. When those negative thoughts creep in, challenge them head-on. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this? Would I say this to a friend? Most of the time, that inner critic is just spouting nonsense. 4. Set realistic goals. You know that feeling when you set your sights too high and end up feeling overwhelmed? Yes, let's avoid that. Start with small, achievable goals and celebrate each victory along the way. It's like training for a marathon. You wouldn't try to run 26 miles on day one, right? Build momentum. Gain confidence, and eventually, those big goals will feel attainable. 5. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a close friend going through a tough time. We're all human, and we all make mistakes. Be gentle with yourself, forgive yourself, and keep moving forward. You know that feeling when you nail a presentation at work? Or crush that workout you've been putting off? That's the feeling of confidence, pure, unadulterated awesomeness. Now imagine feeling that way more often in all aspects of your life. That's what we're aiming for here. And let me tell you, building self-trust takes time and practice. It's like learning a new instrument. There will be awkward notes, but with dedication and persistence, you'll eventually hit those high notes. And trust me, that feeling of mastering your inner game is worth every bit of effort. Think about a time when you had to make a tough decision. Maybe it was choosing a career path, ending a relationship, or taking a leap of faith into something new. How did you handle it? Did you listen to your gut instinct, even if others doubted you? That's self-trust in action. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you can do today to build your confidence and self-trust? Share your thoughts on our social media pages. Let's create a community of supportive, empowered individuals who are ready to conquer the world, one step at a time. Remember, folks, you've got this. And if you ever need a little reminder, tune back in tomorrow for another dose of everyday stoicism. Until then, keep striving, keep growing, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.